Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code for the account you're calling in about?
79601.
Thank you for that. All right.
Ma'am?
Yes, sir. Your first and last name, please.
Well, I want to ask you a question, okay?
Okay, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
I've got three charges here from this number, 597, 792, and 195 from JACALKA. What is that?
That I don't think it spells anything. It doesn't sound like a familiar company or term. If I can locate the account, I can definitely...
Okay.
Be able to explain or tell you what, you know, if you're being charged for
Do you work for, I don't understand what I'll do. What do you need from me?
Your first and last name?
Garnie, G-A-R-N-I-E, Hatch, H-A-T-C-H.
Okay, I have a Lucy Hatch.
All right, that's her. That's,
okay.
That's the one, Lucy Hatch.
All right. Verify your shipping address, please.
902 Avenue F, Abilene, Texas. 79601.
Yes, sir. All right. So this is for, looks like an account that was created yesterday for...
Hold it.
Mm-hmm.
Created yesterday?
Yesterday. This is for Melody Pods and a Melody Watch. It looks like earbuds and a fitness watch.
Mm-hmm. We didn't order that.
Okay.
We ordered something free. I mean, I don't know.
It's tough.
Okay.
So what are we getting here?
All right. So the charge for $7.92, this is the watch, which was watch insurance is $1.95. The shipping and handling for the watch is $5.97. That's a total of $7.92. So that's one ticket. Let's look at the other one. And it's for, that's odd, but it's for $7.92 also. This says the same thing. Wait a minute.
There were two things.
Okay. Okay, yeah, all right. Same deal with this, the other ticket. So on one order, you have the watch and the insurance, and on the other order, it's the earbuds and the insurance. So both orders are $7.92.
Is that the postage? Or is that the cost of the postage?
Right. So that's the shipping and handling and the shipping insurance. That's those. Okay. I see down here it's broke up a little different. So you may see $5.97. That's the shipping and handling for the watch. $1.95. That's the watch insurance. And then there's a charge for $7.92. And that's the earbuds and the shipping insurance. I'm not sure why they broke it up like that. It does look a little confusing.
More money. Okay, now, what is this one of these things? They ship it, and if you don't like it, you send it back. Is that what that is?
Okay, it's kind of. Now, the earbuds, they're an excellent choice. Great sound quality in that fitness watch. I have one myself. It monitors your heart rate, blood pressure. It is a fitness watch. So it is on a 14-day trial, both of the items. The trial starts the day you place the order, which was yesterday. At the end of the trial, it will bill for the full retail. But while I have you on the phone, I can extend that out and give you the full 30 days if you'd like me to.
What I would like to do is cancel the order and send it back. Tell me what to do.
Okay, let me take a look at that and let me see what I'm able to. You know, I'll help you out there. Let me see what I'm able to do.
Mistake, and we don't want that. We have no business with it. We're both in our 80s.
And that's even more the reason to have that fitness watch, honestly. But I understand that the full price, it can be a little costly. I can offer you a 50% discount to those end of trial prices. So you would not, after the 30 days, you wouldn't even be billed for the full retail. Would you like
ma'am.
To at least try it? Okay.
If I return to sender, what does that do for that?
Well, that's not really a policy. I mean, of course you can do that. No one can stop you from returning to sender. However, if those end of if you send it back, you don't call in to cancel, it will bill for the full retail, and then you're out of the product and you have charges, and we can't we can't locate the product, so it will be a problem.
Well, how do I get out of this?
All right. And I am looking to see how I'm able to help you with that, okay?
Well, see, what they lied to us. They told us it was free. Now I'm stuck with buying these in 14 days. And I don't want them. She doesn't want them. She doesn't need those.
Okay, all right.
Well, so what do I do?
Right, and I'm working on a solution for you now, sir.
Okay. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. No problem. All right. So, I don't really have a lot of options here, but I can also offer either the free earbuds. There will be no end of trial pricing for those earbuds, but you would pay the full retail on the watch, and that's if you would like to keep them. I can't stop the shipment. It's already shipped.
How much money are we talking about here that we're going to be stuck
for? Right. So, not necessarily stuck. I don't want you to feel that way so many words. The full price for the watch is $59.97, and the earbuds full price is $29.97. So, if I could either offer you, free earbuds, you would not be charged for the earbuds, but that $59.97 would stick. Or 50% discount to both of those items. You're looking at about $29.99 for the watch, and I think it comes out to about $15 for the earbuds, and that's end of trial pricing. Would you like to take advantage of that?
It said they were free.
Okay. Where did you see that ad, ma'am?
On our phone.
I got an email message on my phone.
All right.
Said it was Amazon.
Amazon. Okay, I was going to ask what company was it with. Okay, so let me look for that ad. I want to see what it's, what it's telling me to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I tell you what, you are able to send those products back. So what I will do now.
Well, see, ma'am, you're charging me for it. You're not, but they're charging me for this, and we said it was a free, and I assume I knew it was going to be a trick somewhere. So we're out there, regardless. It says it's free. Can we send them back?
Yes.
Just
yes.
The post.
Mm-hmm. And that's yes, sir. I don't mean to cut you off, but I am offering that now that I see, what's going on here. So you can send those items back. I'm not able, you will have to pay to send them back or return to sender, whichever way you'd like to do that. If there is a $9.95 restocking fee. Go ahead, sir.
I just want out of the, should be no restocking fee. That's ridiculous. I'll pay the postage. I've already charged that. I'll pay it back. But I don't want anything else.
Right. Okay. All right. So
now when I get off the line here, if this hadn't come out right, I'm calling the credit card people in a better business bureau.
Okay.
This is
that won't be necessary. And again, I do want to, I am trying to.
Well, all you got to do is just.
Easiest way, right?
Cancel the order and I'll send it back to you.
Okay. All right.
That's all you have to do. Cancel the order. Don't charge me anymore. I'm sending it back to you.
All right. No problem, sir. I can do that for you.
With the postage that requires a receipt when you get it.
Right. Okay. All right. So I will get this order canceled. I can give you a cancellation number.
All right, please.
Yes, sir. That number is C-A. B-E-A-1-8-9-A-4-9-9-9.
A4?
B. Yes, sir. The last A4. Letter's B.
A, all right, let me read it back to you.
Mm-hmm.
CABEA1898A4B.
That's correct. Yes, sir. So that ensures that there's no future billing, no attempts to bill, there's no further shipment. And once you, let me give you the return address. It may be on the outside of the box, but I wouldn't want you to have to waste your time calling back and going through that. So I'll give you the return address.
Yeah.
Let me locate that information. Melody Potts. All right. That return address is 105 Sarah Way. It's spelled SERRAWAY.
SERRA.
SERRA.
Wait a minute. SERRA.
That's correct. Number 264.
You say Serial Way, W-A-Y?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
One word or two?
It's two words.
Okay. All right. Serial Way, what?
All right. Number 264.
Okay.
That's in Milpitas, California. I'll spell that out for you. It's M-I-L-P-I-T-A-S.
M-I-L-P-I-T-A-S.
That's right, California. And the zip code is 95035.
Okay. All right. So now my deal is with you. And what is your name, ma'am?
Jody.
And Jody,
yes, sir.
How do I call you? Give me your phone number.
You can call this. I'm sorry.
I want to talk to you.
Okay. I can give you my agent number if you have any problems. I am going to notate this account, and you can actually speak with any agent, but I'll give you my agent number if you would like.
Okay.
It's
181-32-17. 181-32-17.
Yes, sir. So you can
call
the...
What's the area code?
No, so that's my agent number. You can call the same number that you have called this, okay? And that is my agent number, okay?
I got you. It's 3.
It's 3. 2, okay.
17.
Yeah.
Now, let's get you and I get straight here. I'm going to pay this shipping, and I'm going to ship it back to you.
Okay.
I'm going to send it back, refuse to accept. And you, is that what I should do? Mail it back?
You wouldn't even have to. If you're going to pay for the shipping to be shipped back, they'll give you a tracking number. There will not be any future charges. I made sure of that. We canceled the account. So you just send that back there. When they receive the products, they will process them, but there's nothing more for them to do. There's not going to be a refund because we've already, there won't be any charges.
But, I shouldn't open it, right? I just return to sender?
Sure. Yes, sir. You could do that and just take it to the post office. Yes, sir.
And I can get a tracking number on that.
Right. Yep. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I apologize for this confusion. I know it's frustrating, I do apologize.
Yeah, I mean, when somebody puts something on your phone like that and says it's free, you've been chosen, it's free, and you accept it.
Amazon.
I thought that was a reputable company, but I'm beginning to think they're not too reputable.
Okay.
And they're leading people on,
Okay.
Then they start having all these costs for shipping and handling and all this, and then they want you to try it in 14 days, then they'll bill you for the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I don't want that.
Okay. And we've avoided that. We have everything canceled for you, okay?
I appreciate you, ma'am, for doing that. I'm going to hold you to it, and you hold me to it. I'll pay for postage, what comes in here on the credit card, and I'll send it back myself.
Okay, no problem. Well, thank you, sir. I'm glad we have an understanding, and I've notated the account. Give us a call back if, you know, if it is not what I have said. But thank you for calling customer support, and you have a good night. Okay. Bye. Yes, sir. I'll be here.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Listen, how many watches do you need, hon? I mean.
It said if you get this, you get that. If you pay the, it said that this, you can get this with it if you pay the shipping.